In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. O Lord, how manifold are your works in wisdom, have you made them all. These all look to you. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you send forth your Spirit, they are created. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us.
Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only
with the Holy Ghost, part most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, your mercies are new every morning, and you graciously provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant your Holy Spirit that we may acknowledge your goodness, give thanks to you for your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the day of Thanksgiving is taken from Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give you to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. Lord your God, by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you will eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle lesson is taken from Philippians, the 4th chapter. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have received your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Now that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned, in whatever situation I am, to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except only you. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent,
a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and the glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. The eyes of all look to you, O Lord. You give them their food in due season. You open your hand, satisfy the desires of every living thing. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Christ.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give thanks to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, Rise and go your way. Your faith has saved you. Here endeth the gospel.
Praise be to thee, O Lord.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man.
Thank you.
the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Although Thanksgiving is a secular holiday, meaning that it was established not by the church, but by the civil authority, the impulse that led our founding fathers to institute this holiday for our nation was deeply Christian. As Washington says in his Thanksgiving proclamation, it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. And so he, with the Congress of these United States, recommended and assigned the Thursday, the 26th day of November, next to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, and will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks. As Christians, we know that all blessings come down from God and that all thanks are to be given to him, as Luther teaches us to pray before our meals. The eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hands and satisfy the desires of every living thing. Lord God, Heavenly Father, bless us in these thy gifts, which we receive from your bountiful goodness, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. But beyond the earthly goods that are listed by Washington that we rightly give thanks for as Christians, of course, when we think of Thanksgiving, our minds should be drawn beyond those temporal benefits and earthly food, no matter how good the turkey and stuffing may be, to the heavenly feast, the Eucharist, which, if we translated it from the Greek, means the Thanksgiving. In it, we have a picture of all earthly thanks and heavenly alike. The Holy Communion is surrounded by thanksgiving in the Lutheran liturgy. In the center, we have the words of institution themselves. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples. In the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, our Lord gives thanks for the bread and for the wine. And we do well to emulate this, to give thanks to God for the food that we receive, and realize that he provides constantly for what we need for this body and life. We aren't dogs begging at the kitchen table, greedily snapping up the piece of turkey or stuffing that falls from the table, but we are God's own children by baptismal grace. We are calm and without fear for our lives because God is on our side and he has promised to care for us. So we pause before we eat to thank God. Implied in the Lord's thanksgiving at the institution of this sacrament of the altar is that Jesus is also giving thanks for the fellowship that he and his disciples share. He is thanking the Father for allowing him to love them, to die for them. He has come to reconcile them to himself at terrible price, but he is glad to do it, thankful for the chance to serve, to make them and us his bride. It seems strange at first when you think about it, but Jesus is thankful for the Holy Communion, for therein he enjoys union and intimacy with his bride, the church. That is an important part of his giving thanks in the institution of the supper, and it stands at the very center of the Lutheran liturgy's thanksgiving. But before the words of institution, we have an explicit call to thanks. As part of the proper preface, the pastor says or chants, let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. And as we chant back, it is meet and right so to do. Then the pastor says in chants, or chants, that it is always right to give thanks to God. And then he goes on for a little bit to explain why this might be. What are we giving thanks for? The word preface here in the proper preface doesn't mean that it is something merely preliminary, but rather that here is a proclamation and a preparation to be made. This is done by an invitation to thanksgiving. The part that changes does so seasonally, giving us reasons to give thanks. And they are tied to the particular seasons of Advent or Christmas or Easter and the like. The reasons could be, of course, somewhat endless, but they are all united by a singular gift of justification. That is, that we receive the forgiveness of sins and become righteous before God by grace for Christ. And we believe that Christ has suffered for us and that for his sake our sins are forgiven and righteousness and eternal life are given to us. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to God because he has redeemed us. He has justified us. In the festival half of the year, that's the time between Advent and Pentecost, the liturgy usually ties our thanksgiving in the proper preface to the specific historical acts of Christ in the Incarnation, which has wrought our salvation. But so also we could develop themes of God's love, of being members of his family, of being his bride, of the gifts of word and sacrament, and so forth. All of these things are cause for us to rejoice and give thanks, and it is right for us at all times and all places to do so. But all of them are intimately tied and dependent upon the atoning gift of the cross. If we were not justified, there would be nothing to be thankful for. God's grace is distributed in a variety, in various ways, such as through his word, in the holy absolution, and in holy baptism. But the means of grace that is called the Eucharist, again, that is Greek for thanksgiving, is the Holy Communion. So it is that after the distribution, the pastor says or chants, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good." And we respond by chanting, "And his mercy endures forever." Then the pastor prays the thanksgiving prayer on behalf of all the people. Most of the time, we pray this prayer. "We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift." The salutary or healthful gift is the Holy Communion. We thank God for refreshing us through this. Then we beseech him that of his mercy he would strengthen us through the same. That is, through the same salutary gift, which is Holy Communion. That through it he would strengthen our faith toward him and our love towards our neighbor. Which is to say that his refreshing mercy, which he bestows in the sacrament, would cause us to love him with our whole heart and love our neighbors as ourselves. That is all the entire liturgy is in the form of thanksgiving. All this to say that which is probably pretty obvious, at least to you guys, because you're here this morning on Thanksgiving, that the most natural way for Lutherans to give thanks to God is to receive the Holy Communion. So it is that in the context of our holiday Thanksgiving, these words of the liturgy, these words of thanks, these words, even in the sacrament itself, take on new importance and new significance in a way similar that the Gloria in Excelsis does for Christmas. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we give thanks to God at all times and in all places. In terms of the Sermon on the Mount, this is the opposite of being anxious about our lives, what we will eat and what we will drink. Rather than being anxious, even in evil times, even in suffering, we give thanks to God because he has given us his body to eat and his blood to drink. That's the antidote to anxiety about food or whatever else it might be. Our God has become a man to buy and win us, and he gives himself to us as food, drink, and clothing. So we give thanks as we receive the forgiveness of sins in the Holy Eucharist. And giving thanks there enables us to go go out and go forth and give thanks in all times and in all places, knowing that whatever the world may throw at us, we have his body to eat and his blood to drink. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may rise for the offertory. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we praise and magnify thy holy name for all the temporal and spiritual mercies thou hast bestowed upon us at all times. Thou dost cause thy holy saving word to be preached to us in purity and truth, comforting, admonishing, warning, and reproving us thereby, and fully apprising us how to turn from our evil ways to obtain salvation by faith in thy dear Son, and to walk before thee in righteousness and all holiness and holy obedience. Thou makest us to dwell in a goodly land. Thou, O Lord, thyself carest for it, and thine eyes are continually upon it from the beginning of the year even until the end. Thou hast ordained for us our beloved government, and dost endow those in authority with wisdom so to rule, that being safely kept under thy governance, we may pass our days in quietness and peace. Thou dost vouchsafe to us the priceless boon of liberty, so that without let or hindrance we may freely serve thee according to thy word, be quickened in our most holy faith, confess thy name, and spread abroad thy gospel, and in our homes and churches and schools teach our children the knowledge of the saving truth, bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of their Lord Jesus Christ. Thou forgivest us richly and daily all our sins, and dost not deal with us according to our iniquities. As high as the heaven is above the earth, so great is thy mercy toward us. We beseech thee, give us truly thankful hearts, that we may not forget all thy benefits and thy never-failing mercies. Enable us to realize that thy goodness should lead us and our whole people to repentance, and that we are not worthy of the least of all thy mercies and all thy truth, because we have repaid thy manifold bounties with all manner of sin and unrighteousness, and amply deserved that thou shouldst cause thy loving kindness altogether to cease among us. As thou hast delivered up thine only begotten Son for us all, and with him also freely givest us all things, through him bestowing thine abundant blessing upon our land, its government, and its inhabitants, that all men may seek and find thee in the acceptable time and the day of salvation. Do not thou forsake us, but for his sake be gracious unto us forevermore. With the finger of thy Holy Spirit, write in our hearts the perpetual remembrance of thy faithfulness. Open thou our lips, that we may praise thee, that we may praise thy grace and mercy, and confess thy name and word. As thou hast prospered us in earthly goods, make us willing and ready to praise thee by our works, to honor thee with our substance for the extension of thy kingdom. Let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus, that we have compassion on our neighbor in his need, even as thou hast given pity unto us. Preserve us from vanity and presumption, lest we say our power and might of our hands hath gotten us this wealth. But let us remember thee, the Lord our God, by whose power and benediction our beloved church, our country, our government are preserved, to the end that we may inculcate upon our children and our children's children for a memorial forever, that thou hast done great things for us, and that we rejoice in thee. Our soul shall bless thee at all times, and never forget all thy benefits. Let us walk in thy ways until we shall glorify thee and exalt thy name in the new Jerusalem. Through Jesus Christ, thy dear Son, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should all times and all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
O holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
servant, depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared for the face of all people. Thy light in the Gentiles, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith towards thee and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. 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 I think I messed you guys up on the creed today. I was looking forward to the sermon. I slipped into the Apostles' Creed, and then everyone was thrown off. But that's okay. Both creeds are great, and we fixed it at the end there. Having received the Eucharist, the great Thanksgiving, go forth and enjoy the rest of your day. Give thanks for turkey or ham and stuffing and good drinks, good company, whatever it might be. Depart in peace.